the Australian Electoral Commission is starting the process of redrawing electoral boundaries, in particular, possibly, to Braddon and Lyons, which, of course, Braddon encompasses most of the northwest coast. Lyons includes Kentish and a big chunk of the municipality of Latrobe as well. And those boundaries could be redrawn because simply to do, I think, mainly with the numbers of people living in each electorate, they need to be as close to each other numerically as possible so that any voting state and federal, because that's what the boundaries you're talking about, is done on a fair and equitable basis. The Australian Electoral Commission's acting Tasmanian manager is David Molnar, who joins me now. G'day, David.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for your time today. Much appreciated. Now, why has this been prompted, this change? Has it been something that we do on a regular basis? We review the boundaries, or is it something that the government decided needs doing, or where does the decision come from to actually go ahead and do one of these?
Okay, there's a few factors where we look at where to move boundaries, but pretty much in Tasmania it's a 7-year rule because everything else that can trigger these boundary movements doesn't apply for Tasmania, and it's mainly with population growth. But Tasmania, again, is unique because we're always guaranteed 5 seats, where other states, they can gain and lose, depends on their population movement and projections, because we're under the Constitution, we're always guaranteed to have 5, so we just move the boundaries to make them even, like you said, but if it was a pure population figure, we'd only be entitled to 3.
Okay, so the last time we did it was in 2009, and from memory what happened then was that West Coast, which was part of Lyons, then became Braddon, but we lost Port Sorell and areas sort of east of Latrobe. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So that one was obviously the numbers balanced at the time. So the population of Braddon at the moment, I believe, is 72,000 and Lyons is 76. So where does that sit in the state average?
Okay, so state average is just under 75,000 across the board. So, and it's 2 factors when they draw the boundaries, because these boundaries have got to last the 7 years. So what they do is they look at 3.5 years' time and work out what the projected population may be, and they have to be within a tolerance, and it's 3.5% of the average. So just because it is saying that now, it's not the only mathematical factor. So you look at those 3.5 years ahead as well.
And I guess from our point of view in Braddon, the only changes that can happen are between us and Lyons, because we don't border any other electorates.
That's right.
That's quite interesting. Now, people had various views on the census a few weeks ago, and of course we all know the story about the website, but I'd imagine that statistics from the census would be vital to do the sort of work that you do, and you'd be relying on those statistics for this redistribution you're talking about now.
The latest census information won't be applied to this. We're getting the information now that we'll use as our projections forward, so that's will be done on previous census data and population statistics. So,
Dave, you mentioned it's every 7 years that we do this. So what's the process now? Because I believe the public can have input into this, can't they? They can make submissions.
Yeah, that's correct. So on the 2nd of November, on our website, all the information will be there, and that's when the period for suggestions open, and that's open for a month. So anyone can put a suggestion up, either online through our website or paper-based, etc., and in that month they're collected and everything else, and then analysed and then published, and then once they're up there, then people can comment on those suggestions for a further 2 weeks. So that's the start of the process. There's a lot more steps after that, but that's the initial step in the process.
Obviously there'll be consultation and feedback across the whole time. When do we see the changes made? Once we get to the point where everyone agrees with them, or the majority agree with them, when do we actually see those changes made?
Okay, so it's not till late next year, because other steps of that process, once all those suggestions and comments, you have to do all the modelling and look at the maps and all that part of it, and then there's a further step after that once a suggested model and where the boundaries may be, then there's a further step, and that's going to be middle of next year, where people can object to any of these that are proposed, and a further comment, and then further inquiries if necessary. And once you've gone through all those steps, then it's around November next year the final boundaries will be determined, and then that's what will be used at the next election.
Okay, now we're talking state and federal elections, because that's the boundaries we're talking about. obviously local government's different and legislative council's different again. And in the past, you've had situations where Devonport was a good example, depending on which side of the river you lived on, you might have been in a different electorate. And I think that's the case with the La Trobe municipality at the moment. It's got part in either. So they're the sorts of things that people would want to make submissions on, wouldn't they?
They would. So just to clear up, the federal boundaries are adopted by convention for the state as well, and with the same names. Now, that's by convention. Doesn't have to be, but it always has been. So
makes it easier for us.
It does, yeah. So you wouldn't expect that to change, but it is by convention. They don't have to do that. And then, obviously, the local government boundaries, when we draw up the federal boundaries, we try, where possible, not to cross those boundaries. But you are correct that La Trobe is split in half, and that was because last time the West Coast became part of Braddon, so there was too many people in Braddon for the whole of La Trobe to stay, so that was what was decided by the committee. So that may change this time if there's a community interest that the whole of La Trobe, but you'd then have to look at the numbers, how many are in Braddon, how many in Lyons, and do that projection forward for those 3.5 years to see if it's within the mathematical tolerances.
So all the redistribution process is done locally by the Tasmanian Electoral Office, and basically once the boundaries are changed, then the Federal Election Commission are advised that this is our new boundaries and this is what they'll be for the federal election, the next federal election?
Yeah, so it goes through a proper gazettal process and everything else and published. So, yes, that's the process. But the committee that decides all this is made up of the Federal Electoral Commissioner, the State Manager, the Auditor General, the Surveyor General, and then later on when further inquiries are made, then it's supplemented again by normally a QC and the head of the ABS. So that's the committee that decide on those.
Sounds like quite an involved process, but the Feds do have some input further down the track by the sound of it. And finally, David, if you're in one electorate and after the redistribution you find yourself in another one, do you have to re-enrol with the electoral roll?
No. We just inform people this is your new division and then you're automatically enrolled in that, and then at the next election then you go and vote in that new electorate.
Okay, and it'll be with the same polling booth that's always been there by the sound of it, so that's pretty straightforward. David, thanks for your time on that this afternoon. It's fascinating to talk about it, and we'll watch with interest how it grows and changes between now and November next year.
Okay, not a problem.